Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
National information, a big report on the economy and some of the key indicators and indices. Precious metals, you name it, coming up. Wayne Madsen, former NSA, to talk about all the NSA spying. What you're hearing about in the news is one millionth of the truth, literally. And let's go. I mean, 500 people being spied on is one millionth. But even in this story, guess who they're spying on? The ambassador and spying on politicians. I mean, it's like Bill Clinton opened up some of the FBI files. It was horrible when he did it. Bush has had just opened them all up. It's been unlimited hog monstering in there. All right, that's enough. Jason in Phoenix, Arizona, you've been holding like a trooper. Welcome.
Thanks. I just have a question. I mean, this whole thing has been steaming me for the last 15 years, and I saw it coming, and when I discovered you, it was like, wow, finally somebody who's out there saying it. My question is, what are the people going to do when they finally get the guns out of our hands and the military troops patrol the streets and you have to go through daily checkpoints to get from A to B and show your papers? Is this their idea of freedom?
A lot of it's going to be like a UT football game. There's going to be stickers on the cars that you supported, and you know there'll be families that break up over it. There'll be, you know, you'll say to your daughter, please don't go out with that stormtrooper. Shut up, I'm for the Reich, and you're not. I'm reporting you. And, I mean, that's what we're going to face. It's just going to be worship of it. Most of these cowards are going to hooray for it. Most of this scum would let them take their own children.
You know, my girlfriend is German, and she's from Germany, and they see what's happening to America so clearly as what Hitler did, and she cannot understand how the American people in general are just so stupid.
I mean, how could you not? The same black uniforms, the same terms, homeland, Reichland. Uh-huh. I mean, it just never ends.
She just shakes her head, and they show news over there. What Bush says that they'll never show over here. I noticed it when I was over there. It's a blackout, news blackout.
Well, take care of that good Freulein you got. You know, I found Russians, Chinese, Germans, people that have lived under tyranny are just Greeks. I mean, people that have seen it are like totally, you know, Africans, they totally resonate. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes, we know. Oh, yes. And they're very astute and we're just fat, dumb, and happy, man. We just think, you know, we don't understand that this monster is rising right 2 inches in front of our snouts.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the classical monster building right in front of us, and we have an attorney general. He's the head law enforcement officer saying Bush is above the law. He actually says Bush is above the law. Bush is held at a higher standard. And then you hear these sickos on the radio going, good, torture people. Folks, we're talking about children. I instructed my webmaster today to put a picture of dead kids on the website. I mean, these people talking about how they want to kill kids, they need to at least look at what they've supported and what they're part of. Thanks for the call, Jason. Listen, I don't want that on me. Man, I don't want it on my soul. I'd rather the New World Order kill me right now than have all these dead kids on my soul. I don't want the dead abortions on my soul. I don't want all these dead Iraqi kids on my soul. Keep it away from my soul, because I got a soul. I know I got a soul. I'll always have a soul. I can feel my soul. And my soul's on fire to fight this baloney. You know, I got a fever today. I'm sick today. I'm literally and figuratively burning up. But I came in here. I came in here because I am so mad. I laying in bed yesterday and watching Bush on TV sit up there and just spout his baloney. We got a very important guest coming up, and we'll go to your calls early, I promise. Eric and Emin and Eric and a bunch of Erics. Eric in California, Eric in Connecticut, Eric in Dallas, Eric and Emin and others. 1-800-259-9231. I had to get that rant out in the first hour. In the third hour, I'm going back into all the spying and the rest of it. But again, just the tip of the iceberg, just a sliver of the iceberg.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got some video clips of him last week on National Canadian TV telling the truth about what's happening with gold. And then right here in front of me, I have another story. This is out of the Globe and Mail, biggest paper in Canada. As gold rallies, a fringe claims victory. And I remember having Mr. Murphy on 5 years ago. I had him on 2 years ago. Again, a former pro football receiver, Wall Street futures trader, and he's got a lot of top consultants and academics rallying around his Gold Antitrust Action Committee, or GATA. We have links to it up on Infowars.com right now. And, of course, the article, you know, talks about his conspiracy theories, but then gets into the facts. It's admitted that the Federal Reserve has a plunge protection team that pumps tens of billions in a day to manipulate the stock market. That's not hidden. It's admitted they have an international team of big central banks. This is well known in commodities. I have friends and family that are involved in this that go in and suppress the price of gold. That they'll sell it to each other at reduced prices when the companies are owned by the same people to create the illusion of a lower price. And they did this to try to monopolize the gold fields, to drive out the gold manufacturers, the gold producers, the gold miners, the big companies out of business. They did that, then bought up a lot of them, but now they can't stop the Chinese, they can't stop the dinar, they can't stop the Arabs trying to move to it. They can't stop Russia and others moving into it. You know, this gold starts hitting 545, 550 in Asia. It's gone down to 515 or so right now, but that's still a doubling at 515 what it was 3 years ago when I started moving more into gold because of the advice of Mr. Murphy and others. And so even if you don't own gold or hold gold, it's we're going to play this TV clip here a little bit later. It's important that you listen to this to understand how the economy is controlled. And we have details of what Mr. Murphy's talking about up on InfoWars.com. And yes, I know we have loaded phones. We're going to get to Eric and Emmett and Eric and many others. Any issue you want to talk about, it's all tied into this because it's the same crowd controlling this that controls our fiat money supply. And if you thought Greenspan was bad, inflating the currency by 40-plus percent, in the last decade, now it's been devalued by 45%, plunging again last week. Get ready for Mr. Helicopter, who says he will totally unleash the printing presses. And folks, you know, they'll cut your taxes by 8%, but then devalue your money by 45%. So it's all smoke and mirrors. And joining us is Bill Murphy, and he heads up the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Mr. Murphy, good to have you on with us.
Great to be back, Alex.
You bet. I tell you, I mean, the stock market is, even though they keep taking things out of the Dow and the NASDAQ, it's way down in the last 5 years, and gold has doubled in the last 5 years, and you just went off sound economic advice. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your movement, your lawsuits, and then please get into who we're facing, what they're up to, how the scam works, and then give us your short-term and long-term prognosis for the local economy and the global economy.
That's a mouthful, Alex. I'll do a little bit at a time as best I can. Thank you. The Gold Antitrust Action Committee was formed by myself and Chris Powell, the editor of the Journal Inquirer, a daily newspaper in Manchester, Connecticut, in January 1999. Because we realized the gold market was being artificially suppressed by a gold cartel, which consisted of bullion banks like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, the Fed, the Exchange Stabilization Fund, the Bank for International Settlements, and so on. And they were keeping the price way below where it should have been if we're allowed to trade freely. And they did this by surreptitiously taking central bank gold, giving it to the bullion dealers, who added supply into the markets. They would sell it into the markets. And that supply met the demand at the time and kept the price lower than where it should have been. And, for example, right now it probably should be about $950 an ounce, and we're on our way there. Well, people will say that the central banks have 32,000 tons of gold. But because of what they've done in a nefarious way, they have less than half of that. They probably only have 12,000 tons left. And since the demand is 1,500 tons a year more than supply, and mine supply is only 2,500 tons of going down, they're running out. And that's,
well, they're doing what the Rothschilds first learned how to do 400, 300 years ago in Germany, is that gold receipts, notes originally, folks, were just a note that a certain amount of gold was at this local goldsmith's bank. And that's why you get the last name Goldsmith or Gold Munns. It means somebody who kept gold in a safe and then gave you script. Well, they learned how to give out 10, 15, 20, 30 times the actual script versus real gold they had in their banks. They were able to buy real assets with that and get real assets as long as you didn't catch on to their scam. And I remember right before 9/11, it was emerging that just the gold reserves there in New York, the World Trade Center complex banks, Federal Reserve Systems, had been covertly shipped out.
Well, in essence, that's what's happened, what God has learned, and we predicted this 4.5 years ago, that about this time they would run out because they're hitting the wall with the available gold in the central bank.
You did predict that. I mean, listen, that's why we had you back. You did predict it.
Well, it's happening, and what surprised people this year is that the gold market is moving up on its own, and everyone is stunned. You don't have the, at the moment, the dollar is firmed up. From the beginning of the year, went from 81 and now to around 91. The price of oil just went from 68 to 60. There's no short-term crises, and yet the price of gold has rallied sharply this year.
And what's really changed, Mr. Murphy, is that it's not just you saying it now. All these big mainline experts are saying, look at all the other commodities dropping. Why is gold so bullish?
It's really quite simple, as I mentioned earlier. It's because the bad guys, these bums, this gold cartel that have rigged the price for years at the detriment of a lot of people, and that's a whole other story, It's just running out of supply. You keep it, and it's unraveling. In other words, it's like this whole scheme is just falling apart. And while they can win a battle like they just did, taking gold from 540 back to 500, they're losing the war. And it's only a matter of time before the physical market and the buyers you mentioned earlier. We know the Japanese central bank is buying, the Chinese, the Russians, the Indians. It's huge. The Arabs. And
hey,
they
I'm buying when it's high. I'm buying when it drops. I'm buying.
Well, it's gone, as you said earlier. It's doubled in the last 4 years. And we had a conference in Dawson City where one of Putin's economic advisors came in Dawson City in August 8th and 9th in the Yukon. Since that conference, the gold price has gone from 432 and it went to 540. But we know that the Russians are.
Yeah, say that again. You've got governmental advisors coming to your meetings.
That's correct. This is what stunned people. There was a mainstream gold conference in Perth, Australia. And we had this conference up by the Arctic Circle, where the first gold rush was, Dawson City. We had 100 delegates from 14 countries, two Arab countries. We had Russians, economic advisor. Your people can do a Google search on them, let you know what kind of big-time guy he is. Andrei Bykov, B-Y-K-O-V.
I'm seeing news articles talking about it now.
Well, and it was a year after a guy named Oleg Mozgov, the deputy chairman of the Russian Central Bank, said at a London bullion dealer conference in Moscow, he talked about GATA, what we had to say, and said if it weren't for the suppression, in essence, if gold were to have kept price with inflation, it would have been 740 to 760 the ounce, and that was over a year ago. So he mentions us. We can't get anyone in the West to translate his speech. The only thing he said was in English was GATA. Then a year later, Putin's economic advisor shows up. The gold price is 436. That was on August 8th and 9th. It goes from 436 to 540. The dollar went from 87, went up to 91. Oil went from 68 to 60. And the only thing that happened during that time was our gold conference. Now, did we have anything to do with the price rise? Well, we think we did, but that's up to listeners.
Regardless, Russia is buying with both fists. So is China right now.
Well, we know that all of them are. That's correct. And so the irony is that people in the West, they're still asleep.
Well, I mean, the Army media told us that Enron would be great, and these idiots go and buy it. I mean, they tell them aspartame and mercury is nutritious for you, so they go out and they take the shots and drink the Diet Coke. I mean, you just can't help these people.
Well, you know, it's interesting as people say, well, geez, you've been talking about it for 7 years. Why wasn't it uncovered? If it was such a big conspiracy or this kind of thing, it'd be uncovered. Well, first of all, it's more like a price-fixing scheme, which the Attorney General in the Samsung case recently, which are facing criminal charges, said there was an epidemic of price-fixing cases in the late 1990s. All the gold manipulation is another price-fixing case, and that's what's happened.
Well, I mean, the central bankers have always tried to suppress real commodities like gold because they want to continue to have people have faith in their fiat currencies. I mean, it goes back to the 1933 confiscation. They confiscated the gold in America. My grandmother remembers it, folks, at gunpoint. And then 1 week after they confiscated it, they then doubled the price overnight and sold it to Europe. And the Firestone family got arrested for setting up dummy corporations in Europe trying to buy back their own gold.
Well, you got it, and I don't think they can do it again because I think the rest of the world would just laugh at them if they did that. But it is so exciting what's happening here, and for your listeners, just to do their homework, because they go back to about Gold Rush 21, which we just did the DVD which has never been done before of a gold conference, be out in about another month, is that what's happening is the world is understanding what GATA knows and has been saying, and now the word is out. If the Russians know what we know, the other people know, and they're buying up the gold because they know the central banks are running out of, when I say running out, they're running out of available gold that they can use to suppress the price.
Quite frankly, doesn't buying gold hurt the New World Order? Doesn't it hurt these big central bankers if we accelerate this?
Well, in essence, you're exactly right, because what it does is when the gold price goes to $3,000 an ounce, it puts money and wealth into the hands of the average person, and instead of what just they're doing. And
it takes the power of the fiat currency away.
Yes, it does.
Here's the problem, though. If people really catch on to gold and there really is a gold rush, we're running out of gold.
Well, that's what's going to happen. I mean, once people know what GATA knows, which is happening now, which is why the gold price is going up, the only way that will be stopped is when the price gets high enough, the peasants of the world that bought it at $250 will go to their local dealer and sell it for $1,000, and that will add supply. So you'll get sticker shock as we go up along
all
the
right,
way.
All right, here we go. Stay there. This is riveting information. Stay with us.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
I'm talking to the founder and the president of an organization that is just doing a lot of great work in exposing these controllers. And every facet of our lives is controlled by the big central banks. Private banking families in the last 100 years in the U.S. and the last 300 in Europe went and paid off royalty, hook or crook. I mean, this is mainstream history, to get the private issuance of the paper currencies. Then they used that paper currency to buy up gold. But then as people began to figure out that gold was better than their fiat currency, which can be devalued, they started waging war against gold. And the best parallel of this, I would say, would be the Beers, owned by the Oppenheimers. Whereas diamonds are semi-precious, and there's so many of them, they have to have a monopoly to jack up their price. Gold actually is precious and is getting harder to get and harder to extract. But they have artificially driven it down, and they're trying to create a monopoly over gold by bankrupting the miners. Would you agree with that, Bill Murphy?
Well, the irony is it's a little complicated, but in a way, I'll say bankrupt, but they made it so difficult that even at $500 gold, many people aren't making that much money. The cost over the years has just skyrocketed. It is harder to mine gold, just what you're saying. Some of them are going bankrupt because they can't make any money at these prices. And what happened was, because they kept the price artificially low for so long, that exploration practically stopped. There was no point finding gold if you can't make any money when you find it in the ground. So where mine supplies 2,500 tons a year is going to go down for years and years to come, no matter what the price does.
Well, tell us about your lawsuit. Tell us about the investigations you've done of these specific groups and organizations. You know, name names for us.
Well, one of our guys, Reg House, sued the whole cartel in Boston Federal Court, and the judge dismissed the case in the most unusual manner. And he didn't say one thing that Reg House said was wrong, accusing all these people of the manipulation. He just said he didn't believe that Reg had the right legal standing, and that's the reason he was dismissing the case, and that a gold company should bring a suit against these people. So what happened was, 2 years later, Blanchard Coin in New Orleans sued J.P. Morgan Chase and Barrick Gold, New Orleans federal court, and the case was ongoing when Katrina hit, and it almost wiped the company out, so they settled the case out of court about 3 weeks ago.
That's right. We've now had a case settled concerning price fixing.
Yeah, what was interesting, the judge allowed it to go to discovery. In other words, the judge in no way said that this was a frivolous suit.
Well, that's amazing, but they didn't want it to go to discovery.
They didn't want to get there. It got there, and it was settled out of court, and they can't discuss it. But in the case itself, Barrick Gold used an excuse that they were operating in behalf of the central banks. So they actually admitted what God has said is their defense and said, you can't sue us because we're operating on behalf of the government.
Which, let's get into the government. We know the Federal Reserve and even other foreign governments are involved in this. Talk about it.
Well, you know, this is what we've learned, that basically, you know, the Germans and the English United States government have been doing what they can to suppress the price. And people say, well, why would they want to do that? They own gold. Why would they want to hurt their own asset? Well, first of all, that asset is nothing compared to their bonds and the stock markets and so on. And we believe that, you know, the rigging of the gold price was the essence of the strong dollar policy that Rubin started in 94, 95. And I go around and speak. I say, would someone please tell me, you heard about the strong dollar policy. What did the United States do to affect this policy? You have a policy, you need to do something. So what we realized, what they did was that the rigging of the gold price was to enhance the dollar and to keep interest rates lower than they would have, and so on.
Now, we know that was the policy then. About 3.5 years ago, they shifted and said, we don't care if the dollar is strong, but they've continued to try to suppress the price of gold, meanwhile letting the dollar drop from 30 cents, $1.30 versus the euro, now down to, what, you know, 90 cents versus $1.30 something with the euro. So we've seen a reversal of that. What do you think their real policy is, or are they losing control?
Well, even in the past years, you always have Secretary Snow coming out saying that, you know, we still have a strong dollar policy. And as you say, the dollar's gotten weaker than it was. Yet in this past year, it's gone up from 81 of its low that it went to back up to 90. So it's actually been very firm this year after being very weak for years. And if we have free markets, the dollar should just be what the market bears. And what all they do is give us rhetoric for Wall Street, the planet Wall Street, as I talk about it, and there's not much they can do about it. When it comes to gold, it's real simple. The demand is so much greater than the available supply, the price has to rise substantially to bring the market into equilibrium.
Well, I want to talk about what they might try to do to continue to suppress it and what you see happening in the future. And we'll take calls on a whole bunch of different issues, but it all ties back into economics with our guest on the other side. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll also give you their website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Talk about the true scope of NSA spying on the American people. Pentagon spying on the American people has nothing to do with terrorism. Most of it's economic, spying on their competitors, stealing patent secrets, stealing other goodies, and then giving them to their companies that are allied with these crooks. So we'll talk about all that with an expert in the next hour and get into Bush and his unbelievably deceptive speeches he and Gonzalez have been going over, and some clips of Gonzalez and Bush as well. I'm going to have time to talk to Eric, Emmett, Eric, Paul, and Eddie. That's going to be it for calls. Five calls I'll take in this hour, and I'm going to go to you quickly. And we'll try to get to those calls in the UK because I know those are on their own dime, and I appreciate everybody holding. Before I go back to my guest, who's going to get into how they engineered driving gold prices down in Tokyo from almost 550 is what I saw, down to about 515. But even at 515, it's a doubling in gold prices in the last 3 years. And how they do this, I mean, they've been caught doing this. It's very transparent. And we'll also get into what Mr. Murphy sees happening in the future. And be sure to visit Infowars.com for big fat links over to his organization's anti-gold trust organization that really lays out the facts of the information. Before we go back to our guest, it is very important that all of us expose this corruption that we're facing. And my videos, my books, the other books and videos that we carry at the Infowars.com video and bookstore, I mean, they answer the questions in a compelling, new word, in a compelling, riveting way. You need to have these videos. And it is the 19th. We are up to the date. The orders that come in on the 19th go out on the 19th. The orders that come in on the 20th go out on the 20th. If you order in the next few days, you should get it right before Christmas. We ship out UPS Ground. You should get it right on Christmas or right before, or maybe right after. You can go to Infowars.com and go to the Secure Online Shopping Cart and order my new film, Martial Law, the miniseries, exposing 9/11 and the globalist master plan and who's behind it. Or you can go to the website and order my new film, The Order of Death. When you order it, you get free the re-edited, remastered Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. We've got all these new books and videos we're carrying. We're radically expanding what we carry. Because, I mean, we're going to a full-blown video and bookstore. But, of course, I've got to read and look over a lot of different materials before I decide on what I want to carry. But we are carrying a lot of new materials, a lot of new books, books on tape. And we've got discounts where DVDs are as low as $5.95 a piece. Films, they're normally $25. T-shirts are normally $19.95 or $9.95 right now. And that's just until the first of the year. Take PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day for them. Monthly membership, $5.95 a month. You get almost 6 months. It comes out to like 5 3/4 months free when you get a yearly subscription. So basically you buy 6 months and you get the second half of the year free. Going into our second year of PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, hundreds of my TV reports, all my best audio interviews, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get it, I guess, for about 8 cents a day. If you get right now the yearly subscription for $39.95. And there's just so much on PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're even going to be expanding and even improving it more. So be sure and become members at PrisonPlanet.tv or give that as a gift. Go there. I mean, let's say you've already got your own membership. You want to support what we're doing. Go get a monthly trial subscription. Create a passcode. Put it in a card. Put it in an email. Send it to your friends and family. Tell them to use it. Or download my book or Paul Watson's book on the CD or print off copies. Give them to people. Or all my other films. It's a great activist tool to spread this information. Or buy the original DVDs or VHS tapes from Infowars.com and get them out to people. Or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Mr. Murphy, I mean, this long road, you've been proven absolutely right. I'm glad I took your advice when we had you on 5 years ago. I'm glad we took your advice when we had you on 2 years ago. You did predict in the middle of this decade that this had to happen, and you just have done an incredible job. And I love to have people back on who've panned out. I mean, I knew your information was accurate then. I just didn't know if you were right about when it would happen. I've got a few final questions for you before we take some calls. How did you predict in the time frame so accurately? And then give us the intel on how they just drove down the price by around $35 in Tokyo before it began to spiral out of control upwards.
Well, first, Alex, thanks. One of my colleagues, Frank Veneroso, who's an advisor to many governments, finance ministers, and so on, came to the conference we had, the Ghana African Gold Summit in Durban, South Africa, May 10th, 2001. And he presented a paper there that the central banks would start running out of gold about this time. So really he did it, and I just echoed it publicly, and that's where we are today, and this is the beginning of the move, which is going to go on for many years. Recently, the price got up to 540 and went back down to 500. It actually got down to 499 in Tokyo overnight briefly. And what happened was, and we know this for a fact, Goldman Sachs, who I've been citing as the major Hannibal Lecter, I call it, for the gold cartel for 7 years, but verbally, just because I know what they're doing on the floor, but in Tokyo, they report who's doing what. I don't know if Goldman Sachs was aware of this, But they were a new member in terms of the Tokyo Exchange, showed up, shorted 70 tons of gold near the high, and just covered it as of today. So they took, I don't know, they didn't sell the exact high, but anywhere trading between 525 and 540, they sold, they fleeced the public, got them out, and they bought between 499 and, say, 508 on the downside. So we know this because the TOCOM...
So explain that to people. We have a Federal Reserve that'll dump tens of millions a day in the stock market to jack it up or drive it down, depending on what they want to do. You're saying they'll go in, these gold firms working for the government, will go in the derivatives and will actually take a hit just to drive it down.
No, just the opposite. They went short, meaning they sold what they didn't own at the top and drove it down to 490 and made a fortune at the expense of the public. And if they just do it as a trade, good for them. But when you do it in collusion with the federal government, because we heard that they also had J.P. Morgan selling the United States, when it's collusion, that's against the RICO laws? It's against the antitrust laws?
But I've also read about companies taking hits to drive it down. Is that accurate?
No, not really. As far as I know, they're making a fortune. They're acting on behalf of the government, making a fortune. Now they covered. They're flat out.
Explain to a layman how that works.
Well, you sell something. Well, it's real simple. They sell it at, say, 540 or, say, 530, and they buy it at 500, so they made $30. It'd be the same if they bought it at 500 and sold it at 530. They did that within a week's period of time. Now, if it's just a trade, God bless them. But if you're doing it with the government's blessing and you don't have any risk and you know that Morgan's selling here also and you know they're going to go after the specs and you know the other big boys they have go with them are all selling, that's not fair. That's not American. It's wrong. We don't have free markets in the United States. We have rigged markets.
And then they'll occasionally burn some little nobody like Martha Stewart, and then, oh, look, they're dealing with corruption when she did nothing, and then huge publicly sanctioned corruption just goes on like everyday business.
That is exactly right, and this is what's happened over and over again. I mean, what you have is Enron is more typical than atypical these days, and what's happened in America. Unfortunately, it's a tragedy, and it's going to hurt a lot of people when it all blows up.
Have you seen Syriana yet?
Pardon? No, I have not.
With George Clooney, of course, it's based on a true story, and they've just changed a few of the names. And I've heard the director on NPR. I mean, they admit it's a true story. I was already aware of much of the story, but they just, again, changed some of the names of the countries and places. But in it, they're about to send a oil company exec to jail. And he knows he's going down for the rest of the country, and he'll just get a few years and then get out, you know, get hundreds of millions of payoffs in his golden parachute. And they say, look, we're not looking for real transparency and really going after corrupt people, and this is the government. All we're looking for is the illusion of that for the people.
That is so true. I cannot tell you, after 7 years of working on this thing, that's what I have learned. The real crooks, the real bad guys, skate, and they pick out a few people here and there and cite them as if they're cleaning things up. There's nothing being cleaned up.
It's even prearranged with them. Hey, you're going to spend 2 years in a special federal prison known as the Hilton, and I mean literally, and it's called the Hilton, and then you're going to get even more money when you get out. I mean, in fact, they do this with crooks, say, from a Reagan administration. We then see them in a Clinton or a Bush senior or a Bush junior administration after they get out of prison.
Well, I don't doubt it. I mean, I know what we've faced, and it's unbelievable how corrupt this is, and yet when you talk about it, people look at you cross-eyed and call you a conspiracy black helicopter lunatic.
Oh, to say that government ever did anything wrong is insane. Everything's fine. We should all just go back to sleep. Oh, Alex, the NSA doesn't listen to the American people, when it had been declassified in the early 90s, and then now what do we hear on the nightly news? The NSA is listening to us.
Yeah, well, it's pretty scary, and if it gets worse, who knows what can happen. I leave that to other people, but I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the gold market, and because of the colleagues I have and the sources I've developed, and
I want to take some calls really, really fast, sir, but what do you see happening conservatively or then on the extreme side in the next year?
Well, within the next 2 years, we should see gold at 1,000, and I think within, even another 3 years or so, we're going to see an overshoot to 3,000 to 5,000 an ounce. And it's not so ridiculous as you might imagine, because if gold worth inflation adjusted the same price it was in 1980, it'd be about $1,800.
No, I understand. I mean,
and then what we have different from 1980 is that you've got a, say, a 10,000-12,000 ton short position out there of these people that have lent this gold. They can't get it back.
Well,
that was not present in 1980.
Well, a house that was $100,000 in 1980 on average is what, $550,000 today?
Well, that's a good way to describe what's coming in the gold market.
So you say it'll be overvalued at $3,000. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it could be undervalued at $3,000 to $5,000. It's just that, I mean, that's what I, if someone asks me, where do I think the price is going? One of the attendees at Gold Rush 21 was Adam Fleming, the former chairman of Harmony Gold, now the chairman of Wits Gold. And he himself, this is the chairman of a major gold company, said that he expected to see gold between $3,000 and $5,000 an ounce.
Well, that's the thing. People never talked like this 5 years ago, 4 years ago when you were. Now they are talking like it.
Well, that's true. But and now people, because of the price going to $540 recently, now people can actually envision it. A year or two ago,
$500 was that psychological barrier.
Yeah, but a year or two ago, nobody even thought $500 was a ridiculous number. I mean, many people.
Sir, believe me, I know. I mean, I remember them on CNN 2 years ago saying, don't buy gold, it's stupid.
That's right.
Okay, I'll go to the stock market that's down instead of going somewhere where my money doubles.
Well,
but again, I don't care if it goes down. I'm going to hold on to the meager gold I have because it's still a real commodity. It's not paper fiat.
Well, it'll be worth a lot of money someday.
Let's go ahead and talk to let's talk to Eric in California. Eric, thank you for holding for 5,000 years. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on again. Hey, quick thing. Early in the broadcast, you're talking about the Patriot Act, and you're thinking the same thing I was thinking. If the Patriot Act is not passed, do you believe that we will have another terrorist attack, maybe worse or less than the 9/11?
Yeah, because they can't carry out another terror attack and say, oh, look, we failed you. But if they can psychologically say, you kept us from keeping you safe, then there's another event. Then they'll say, don't ever question us again.
Exactly. So now, how can I get people to realize that? Because the friends I talk to, they don't care. I told them the actual Hegelian principle. I told them a lot of stuff on their website about martial law. They just don't want to believe
it. Well, it's like they don't care. They want to stay in the stock market where they lose money instead of going to gold where they double it. So they're idiots and just move on to somebody else, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any comments to what he just said there, Mr. Murphy?
Well, you know, they say you don't know what they can do these days. As they start getting lose control, losing control of the gold market, and they can do anything.
Do you think the government might carry out terror attacks?
Pardon?
Do you think the government's capable of carrying out terror attacks, Mr. Murphy?
I don't get in there. I mean, nothing they do would surprise me, but
Well, we've caught them red-handed.
I stay with what I know and try to be of help to people in that area.
No, I understand. I suggest you do. I'm just telling you, we got them dead to rights. Totally confirmed. Let's talk to Paul in the United Kingdom. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Quickly.
Oh, hello.
Welcome.
I heard you talking about the UN killing people just a couple of days ago where they lived in, you know, some part of the world where there was very little population.
It was in Burma.
Where can I find out more about that?
That was in the London Guardian in 1999. It was about them killing 4,000 as they relocated 30,000 forcibly. They machine gunned them.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Just calmly reported how they came in and slaughtered them.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to ask you about, you spoke ages ago, and, you know, they have admitted it, you know, like Rumsfeld's spoken about it, when they abducted children down court.
Yes.
Why isn't anybody going to go and get the children and win them back?
I know. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, down court was found guilty of it and with the UN and in 2000, and no one ever got in trouble. And I can blame Rumsfeld admitting it in front of Congress and nothing happens.
Yeah, but they haven't gone to get the children and women back.
I know.
That's just sick.
I totally agree. What do you think of this gold situation?
Well, I really don't know much about it, but they'll use any method to destroy what is good. That's just obvious. That's just getting so more obvious. Every day. We're having things happening in the UK all the time where it's just lawlessness on their part, and they're supposed to be the law.
It's called tyranny, my brother.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. I want to thank you. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Eddie in England. Eddie, you're on the air with our guest. We're about to have to end this interview here in just a second. Go ahead, Eddie.
May I make a comment on two things quickly? First, Gonzalez, I heard your clip. The president has inherent authority. Well, I got something because I love history. We had here in 1649 King Charles I saying he had divine right of kings. That sounds pretty much the same. As far as your guest is concerned, the Jekyll Island scam substituted paper for silver. More or less, they are IOUs. They have no intrinsic value whatsoever. And when I take a £5 note into a bank in England, which I have tried to do.
We're out of time. I thank you for the call. Sir, do you want to comment on that in the last minute we've got left, Mr. Murphy? I mean, comment on the fiat nature of paper?
Well, in essence, what your people are saying is correct. And all I can say is that it, this is the people are going to want to hold gold and silver in the years to come because as we get more and more trouble in the U.S., which we don't have time to get into, they're just going to print more money.
Well, Mr. Murphy, I don't want to wait 2 years before we get you back on again. I want to get you back on in a few months and in a few months again. And thank you for your time. I know you're very, very busy, and I'm glad that one lawsuit has been won against these people. Give us the website for those that aren't online right now and yep. Can't go to InfoWars.com.
Well,
Give us your website.
I think it would be a real help for people. They can sign up for a two-week free trial. It's www.lemetropolecafe.com, L-E-M-E-T-R-O. POLECASE.com.
And there's a link to that over at the Gold Antitrust Group.
Yes, there is.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thanks, Alex.
We'll see you.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, Wayne Madsen, NSA officer, former, to be exposing what's happening with the NSA. This is just the conditioning of the public. It's been going on forever. And we'll play clips of Bush, Gonzalez, all of it. Take your calls. Before Madsen gets on with us, with the Wayne Madsen report, we're going to go to Emmett and Eric and those who have been holding the longest in that little five-minute segment that's coming up before we get Wayne on. So stay with us. I'll get to you. A lot of other news we haven't gotten to as well, but for the next 3 or 4 minutes here, I was thinking, hey, I've got the gold antitrust group coming on. Why not have Ted Anderson in? He's got $10 American gold pieces, Olympic coins that are collectors at near the price of that bullion is selling, so they're private. And they're not reported on, and they also have collector value on top of the gold value, but you're getting them at near just the gold value. And I personally have bought some of these. And Ted's giving them to you at the price that they were about a month ago before gold went up, even lower than the price that it's gone back down to. So it is a great deal, and Ted, tell folks about it.
Oh, it's just a wonderful deal, Alex. First of all, there's only about 750,000 of these things that were even made that are available. And just in your town alone, there's 800,000 people. There's not enough to go around to that particular town. There are $369 a piece. They're $10 Olympic coins that were manufactured here in the United States in 1984. It was the first coin that the West Point Mint ever put out when they were first commissioned to be minting coins. And they were putting them out for a much higher price than this. You had to order them directly from the mint. So right now, actually, you get them at a discount from what they're originally selling for. So it's really a great buy. $10 Olympic coins are, once again, it's a coin that the United States issued as a collector piece. So they can't argue when it comes to gold confiscation that these coins are not a collectible piece. So it's perfect for that
now,
as
well.
Now,
that's what I bought from you 3 years ago were some $10 Olympics. Those are good coins.
Yeah, they're just perfect. As a matter of fact, people are doubling their money on these things already from about 3 years ago. So, yeah, it's a great coin to get into. And currently, right now, they're $369 a piece, which is also a fabulous price. And when he's talking about $3,000 an ounce, I mean, just thinking about it, these coins are going to be trading for $2,000 a piece. You know, that's a heck of an increase in the portfolio, and
well,
there's no question about it.
I don't care if gold stays right where it's at, which the inflation shows is going to go up. It's just smart to have sort of a, you know, wad of cash at the safety deposit box that's already been devalued massively. I mean, the dollar's been devalued by 45%. Now it's gone up about 6%, so it's at about 38%. Or so 39% of what it was, and the inflationary numbers with this new Fed chief are just insane. So, folks, you cannot go wrong, and I believe in this. I only promote things I believe in, or you'd hear, you know, a lot of magic cures and stuff here on the show like every other show does. We don't do that. This is so serious and so important. You need to give Midas Resources, the parent company, you know, employees right here in America, American U.S. Gold, and it supports this broadcast. Midas owns Genesis, and Ted has been in there for 6 years now. Just this network is really starting to go, really getting a lot of affiliates. It's just the success is amazing. Be part of all of that and get a good deal on gold. Give Ted a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. That's an Alex Jones special to get that price on that coin, 1-800-686-2237, or go to GCNLive.com, and they got links and phone numbers there to Midas right there, 800-686-2237. And there's also another great Christmas gift idea. You just tell them where to mail it. That's two U.S. silver dollars and or one U.S. silver dollar and two U.S. Citizen rule books for $24.95 mailed wherever you want them. You can call. That's an Alex Jones special as well, and that goes to supporting the show. 800-686-2237. They're there right now, aren't they, Ted? Is Ted still there? I can hear him in the background. I'm right here, Alex. Give him a call, folks. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Give him a call right now, folks. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.